Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Joke number 11. We do this every day at 9:30. We replay them at 11:30. On Fridays, it's the best of. You need to tell us what was the best joke you heard. We start with joke number 11. No, if I could describe myself in just five words, I would probably say bad at math. Speed joke of the week, number 10. Nurse says, "Doctor, there's a man in the waiting room who thinks he's invisible." Doctor said, "Tell him I can't see him today." I am a sucker for the invisible jokes. Steve Alexander and I have been putting them into categories. Steve, I think we need to have a whole category of invisible jokes.
Okay. Noted.
Speed joke of the week, number 9. Oh, by the way, you guys, today is the first day of Diarrhea Awareness Week. Runs until Friday.
Oh, no.
All right. Let's not have a group of those.
No.
What do we call that, the number 2 group? Or?
Oh, no, wait, we do.
We do have a category.
Yeah, now that you mention it, the dung beetles and all of that. Speed joke of the week, number 8. One of our listeners said, "Hey, John Williams, I don't want to say that my husband has gained some weight during the pandemic, but he now counts as 3 electoral votes." Maybe that'll be in our pandemic category. Number 7. My friend was in the World Kleptomaniac Championships. He took the gold, the silver, and the bronze. We saw that one coming. Speed joke of the week, number 6. The barman says, "Hey, we don't serve faster than light particles in here." A faster than light particle walks into a bar.
Again, you had to let that one sit for a minute.
Physics jokes, anyone? Who doesn't love physics jokes? We have chemistry jokes, too. Maybe we'll do a science category. Are you writing this down, Steve Alexander?
I am, yeah.
Number 5, armed guy runs into a real estate office and shouts, "Nobody move!" Speed joke of the week, number 4.
How do you wake up Lady Gaga?
I got this one. 2 in 7 months. Can I? Okay, you guys go first.
No, Vicky.
No, you go.
If this is the second one you have for us in 7 months.
Well, it's because you're coming up to the times that I can relate to.
Diligently playing along. Right, I know. You're a little younger than us, Vicky. So, hey, Vicky, how do you wake up Lady Gaga?
Poke her face.
Poke her face. Vicky was very proud of that, and we were very proud of Vicky.
I was very proud of that one.
Speed joke of the week, number 3. We got to start with some bad news here. The Pillsbury Doughboy has died. His funeral will take about 20 minutes at 3:50. Speed joke of the week, number 2. How do you take a snake's temperature? Steve Alexander, do you know?
No idea.
No idea.
How about in the newsroom?
I was going to say slowly.
That was good.
Well, that's because you're using a reptil thermometer. Use a reptil thermometer. Joke of the week, number 1. Which Egyptian pharaoh was the most judgmental? It's an obtuse kind of question.
Yeah,
Vicky, you don't have a clue,
it.
Do you? And by that, I just mean you don't have an answer.
No, I do not. Sorry, guys.
The correct answer is King Tut-Tut. My wife said, "Tell more Egypt jokes because I just love hearing that song." And if you've got more Egypt jokes, send them to John Williams at WGNradio.com. Share them with your friends. Everything you just heard will be posted in a little bit at WGNradio.com/speedjokes. And what else was I going to mention? I guess that's it, huh?
Our boats.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Text to 312-981-7200. What was the best joke?
The particle. The bar.
Steve Alexander, which one made you laugh the most?
That one. Vicky, took me a while, but I liked it.
Okay. I think I like the 3 electoral one. That was funny.
That's not bad. I go with the Pillsbury Doughboy, 20 minutes, 3:50. That's good. His funeral. Steve Alexander, Grzanich?
Yeah, I like the electoral votes too, but I think for a lot of people, it's like more like 20 electoral votes or maybe 15.
3? Why, thank you.